It's very simple. A simple song of praise to God. And that's what you and I need to be doing all of the time, giving honor where it is due. Sarah Groves on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. It is a good day to praise and worship our God, but I'm sure it's a good day to do other things.
Oh, yeah.
We just need to know what day it is.
Well, it's September 23rd.
Yep.
It's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a couple other holidays as well.
Okay.
So we're going to let you know a couple of more. Two of them. There are three on this list, though. There's two that are real, one that's fake. Fake holiday snuck in here.
How dare they?
It didn't really. I put it there. Anyway, so you and Beth are going to guess which is the fake day. What is the fake day that Ryan made up?
Mm-hmm.
First off, we have National Checkers / Dogs in Politics Day.
Oh, Checkers.
Named after Checkers. I think it's Nixon's dog?
I think so.
Yeah. So, fun fact, almost every president has had a dog in the White House, except for James Polk, Andrew Johnson, and Donald Trump.
Oh.
No pets.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, I think I've heard the phrase, if you want a friend in politics, get a dog. Something like that. Yeah.
I can't fault them. I don't have a dog either. So, there you go. Then we have National Great American Pot Pie Day.
Pot pie.
This falls under your mixed textures food, doesn't it?
This actually falls under the gravy category.
Which
I don't appreciate gravy. And usually pot pie has like a gravy consistency inside it. I appreciate the crust. I appreciate the veggies and the meat. It's just all mixed in gravy.
If it has a good crust, this is a great dish to me.
Yeah.
I'll eat it all day. But, well, until I go to sleep from all the carbs in the crust. So, yeah, National Great American Pot Pie. And there's good pot pie, and then there's the, like, dollar.
Well, we ate a lot of pot pie as kids, but that's basically because it was really, quick to eat because we bought it in a box.
Yep. Little boxes of pies.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And then finally, appropriately, National Picky Eaters Day.
I'm not a picky eater. I just have my preferences.
Yeah, well, this is established by a seafood brand to try to get kids to eat seafood, I think. But anyway.
Yeah.
National Picky Eaters Day.
Yeah.
I have a few of these. It's weird, though. They eat a lot of... they have a lot of preferences.
Sure.
But it changes because they're kids. So one day they hate something, and the next day, like, I do like that.
Yeah. I had lunch with a friend. This is years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago when her kids were quite small. Like, toddler to early elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all picky eaters, and she was just struggling with having them, eat their vegetables. And she was telling me, I finally found the key to success. And I'm like, oh, okay. One, didn't know this was a problem.
Yeah.
And two, what's your key to success? And she's like, I puree everything and put it in places they'll never find it. And like,
sneaky.
What do you mean? I said, well, my kids like this food, like they like spaghetti, and in the spaghetti sauce, well, that spaghetti sauce is made of carrots. And so she like pulls out this,
enough tomatoes to make it red, and then
And then she's like, "Watch this!" And she's like, making the spaghetti sauce, and she gets carrots and some kind of like pureeing machine, just grinds those carrots into a pulp and mixes it right in. My kids are getting carrots.
Dad, why is the pizza crust orange?
Exactly.
No reason.
Amazing.
Isn't it cool?
And I'm like, wow, that is like just diabolical as far as I'm concerned.
Then they grow up and they're like, why does pizza sauce taste so much better than when I was a kid?
I know. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. There's all kinds of tricks.
Oh, sure. So, yeah, very fun. Okay.
But one of these days isn't
So picky eaters. I just have my preferences. Pot pie, gravy, checkers, dogs in politics. Life is always better with a dog. Unless that dog is a puppy. Like mine.
And you want to go to sleep.
Or you want to have wooden furniture that's not chewed up or...
Hey, eventually her teeth will be gone.
Oh. Wow. Oh, what was the...
And so will your furniture.
What was she eating last night? Oh, yeah. Last night was a record. I had to put three of her toys away because all of a sudden body parts were missing.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, honey, what did you do with the lamb's tongue? Where'd the tongue go?
It comes out. Didn't you know that?
Yeah. Well, apparently it did. I'm like, oh, it's over there. And yeah, this one's done. Mm. I have to get my sewing machine out. I don't know. But what day is not today?
What day is
what
not
day
today?
Is not today? Not today. Well, I love celebrating dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
Yep. I do know that.
Mm-hmm. Pot pie, picky eaters. Hmm. I'm going to guess you made up National Picky Eaters Day. Oh, wow.
You are.
I am rocking this.
I was going to say, it's not really a streak because you missed Friday, I think.
I missed yesterday.
You missed yesterday.
I missed yesterday.
But you've been doing really, really well of late. Yeah,
I have.
I need to up my game. I'm getting too obvious.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to call it. National Picky Eaters Day is in the spring.
There is a day?
There is a day. Yeah.
Really?
I did. This is one of the ones where I think of it, I Google it, it exists. That happens more often than not.
Wow.
But National Picky Eaters Day is in the spring sometime. I don't remember the exact day. It is National Great American Pot Pie Day and National Checkers Dogs in Politics Day.
Wow.
Not exactly sure how you celebrate that one, but you can eat some pot pie in its honor, I guess.
Wow.
Here's Scott Ain't Finished Yet from Emerson Day. Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth.